Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. On this Sabbath, December 24, 2022, this is a part 9 of our chapter 75 entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas. This is our lesson 372. Welcome, dear ones. Our opening theme to our Tiny Tot lesson is entitled Jesus Loves Me. And our dear brother will bless us once more.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and wholly thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Now it's time for any one of the tiny little ones, by the help of parents or elder sibling, to open this section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Thank you for the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. Please bless the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So it's time for us to be able to hear the story time and the continual lessons from part 4 of our chapter 10 entitled Teaching of Christ in the Story About Jesus. And our dear brother will be the one to narrate.
Okay, here we go. Good morning again. Let me Christine in here. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And Matthew 5, 15 to 17. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Those were small houses. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think not, Jesus said, that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. He was going to do what they had prophesied that he would do. John 3:3-4. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Next slide, please. In chapter 10, the teachings of Christ, part 4. Ye are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Jesus was soon going away from the world and to his heavenly home. But the disciples were to teach the people of his love. They were to be as lights among men. The lamp in the lighthouse shining out in the darkness, guides the ship safely to the harbor. Thus, Christ's followers are to shine in this dark world, to guide men to Christ and the heavenly home. This is what all the followers of Christ are to do. He calls them to work with him in saving others. Such lessons were strange and new to Christ's hearers, and he repeated them many times. At one time, a lawyer came to him with the question, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" Next slide. In other words, don't you understand what's written in the law? And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And Jesus said, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." So the lawyer knew the answer to his question. The lawyer had not done this. He knew that he had not loved others as himself. Instead of repenting, he tried to find an excuse for his selfishness. So he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" In Luke 10:25-29, the priests and the rabbis often disputed or argued about this question. They did not call the poor and the ignorant their neighbors and would show them no kindness. Christ took no part in their disputes. He answered the question by a story about something that had happened a short time before. A certain man, he said, was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The road was steep and rocky and passed through a wild, lonely region. Here, the man was seized by robbers that hid among the rocks and stripped of all that he had. They took all his money and anything he was carrying with him, probably took his clothes too. They were worth something in those days. He was beaten and bruised and left for dead. That's story of Jesus, page 63.
Amen. And next week, which is the other part that we're going to have, we're going to continue to know about the story. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Teaching of Christ, part four, in a tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place December 31st, 2022. Welcome to all the precious brethren that have just came in. It is time for a tiny thought, some parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is a part 26 of our water topic. Let us have a listening ears, little one, for our dear brother Josh, who will be the one to share more information about the water of life.
So, blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson about how water helps the body. In nature, the body's cooling system. As the body's cells work, they make heat. This heat needs to be cared for at once or you would burn up. The body transfers the heat to the skin layers, the epidermal and dermal. This is like a radiator on a car. There are many tiny blood capillaries in this area. The sweat glands release water. It evaporates and cools the skin and the blood and the body. This is what often happens when on a hot summer or day, so the body doesn't overheat. Anyway, as water cools and cleanses the body, so Jesus' words were to accomplish a cleansing process in Nicodemus' life, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians 5:26. On the right, eight are the skin layers, and underneath this picture are the basic parts of the skin. One is the hair shaft, two is the hair follicle, three is the artery, four is the epidermis, five is the dermis, six is the fat, seven is the sweat gland, and eight is the muscle tissue. And here's a remarkable parent food for parents and kids to read together. The youth especially stumble over this phrase, a new heart. They do not know what it means. They look for a special change to take place in their feelings. This they term conversion. Over this era, thousands stumble to ruin, not understanding the expression, you must be born again. Same leads people to think that because they have felt a rapture of feeling, they are converted, but their experience does not change. Their actions are the same as before. Their lives show no good fruit. They pray often and long and are constantly referring to the feelings they had at such and such a time. But they do not live the new life. They are deceived. Their experience goes no deeper than feeling. They build upon the sand, and when adverse winds come, the house is swept away. When Jesus speaks of the new heart, he means the mind, the life, the whole being. To have a change of heart is to withdraw the affections from the world and fasten them upon Christ. To have a new heart is to have a new mind, new purposes, new motives. What is the sign of a new heart? A changed life. There is a daily, hourly dying to selfishness and pride. Fort Bob Commentary, pages 1164-1165. And in the bottom of the last, underneath the last paragraph, is the picture showing circulatory system and blood cells. And here's some reminders or things you can do while you remember this lesson. And one, as you work together as a family, let your choice mind your lesson. Two, as you cool the food a bit for the lunch meal and listen intently to every word father or mother says, remember your lesson. Did Jesus argue with Nicodemus? No. And we should never argue with father or mother. And reinforce. And next is the reinforce is activities is due to help you remember this lesson. One, observe water. Two, look at the radiator in the car and learn how it works. Three, use a magnifying glass and look at your skin on a hot day while you are sweating. Four, find pictures of the skin to put on your bulletin board if you have one. Five, and observe an animal being born. And here's information to read from, and I'll read it to you. Water in the body helps carry waste products out of it. Water can take much heat before rising temperature. The world's deadliest killer may be dirty water. Many diseases come from it, and disease-carrying insects live and breed in the water. Fruits and vegetables we eat are made up of mainly water. Watermelons and tomatoes are some of the whitest foods we eat. It takes about 400 gallons, 1,500 liters of water to grow just over 2 pounds, 1 kilogram of dry wheat. And when the water is in your body, it is scarce because you are not drinking enough of some of its waste will be eliminated through your breath, causing it to be offensive. Now I'll return back to Mom.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. And remember, little ones, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled Near the Cross, also found number 312. If you would like to share the hymn, you can open your mic there once that you may be able to sing along. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Dear, a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. Now my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring it seems before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows on me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to be able to open the family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Father, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this this morning. And please protect the things that we're about to learn. And please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath. And that's in the Sabbath. And that they can come back in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our story today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I said unto you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou wilt deny him thrice." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 9 of our lesson entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke 22, verses 32, King James Version. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art
converted,
strengthen thy
brethren.
Continue. Thank you.
Chapter 26. Verse 41.
King James Version.
Watch and pray.
That ye
enter not into temptation.
The spirit indeed.
Is willing. But the flesh.
Is weak.
Thank you, Emma. Luke chapter 22, verse 66. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, and I'll bubble down for someone else to read.
Luke chapter 22, verse 67. Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And I'll bubble down for someone else.
Luke 22, verse 68. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Amen.
Shabbat blessing, everyone. Continue. Luke 22:69. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of power of God. Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 713 through 714. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us, and for those that are listening on other devices and later on recording. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 713. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
A tide of memories rushed over him. The Savior's tender mercy, his kindness and long sufferings, his gentleness and patience towards his erring disciples. All was remembered. He recalled the caution. Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Luke 22, verse 31 and 32. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, he reflected with horror upon his own ingratitude, his falsehood, his perjury. Once more he looked at his master and saw a sacrilegious hand raised to smite him in the face. Unable longer to endure the scene, he rushed, heartbroken, from the hall. Desire of Ages, page 713, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, King James Version with margin, taken from Scripture Singer Song section, God's Love of the Memory Verse CD.
Merciful and gracious, long-suffering. Thou, Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, iniquity, transgression, and sin. Merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
Amen. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 713. He pressed on in solitude and darkness. He knew not and cared not whither. At last he found himself in Gethsemane. The scene of a few hours before came vividly in his mind. The suffering face of his Lord, stained with bloody sweat and convulsed with anguish, rose before him. He remembered with bitter remorse that Jesus had wept and agonized in prayer alone, while those who should have united with him in that trying hour were sleeping. Next slide, please, and I'll go ahead and bubble down so someone else can read.
Desire of Ages, page 713. Continuing, he remembered his soulmate, solemn charge, time to watch a prayer. Watch and prayer.
Pray
that ye enter not on into
temptation.
Matthew chapter 26. Verses 41. He
witnessed
again the
scene
in the
judgment
hell.
Hall.
It was
torture.
2 days
bleeding.
Heart to know that he had
added
the
heaviest
burden to the Savior's
humiliation and grief.
On the very spot where Jesus had
poured
out his soul.
Abdallah's in the room.
In agony
to his father.
Peter
fell upon his face and
wished
that he
might
die. Disciple.
Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages.
Page 713.
Page 713.
Paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3. To the next slide, please.
Man, good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. Let us learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this is to remind us of what Jesus was asking of them, taken from Mark chapter 14, verse 38, from the King James Version with margin. This one is taken from the Desire of All Ages, volume 3 of the Memory Verse CD. Continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 713. If any one of the dear brethren would like to continue on the paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 713. It was in sleeping when Jesus bade him watch and pray that Peter had prepared the way for his great sin. All the disciples, by sleeping in that critical hour, sustained a great loss. Christ knew the fiery ordeal through which they were to pass. He knew how Satan would work to paralyze their senses, that they might be unready for the trial. Therefore, it was that he gave them warning. Next slide, please. The Desire of Ages, page 713, continuing. Had those hours in the garden been spent in watching and prayer, Peter would have not been left to depend upon his own feeble strength. He would not have denied his Lord. Had the disciples watched with Christ in his agony, they would have been prepared to behold his suffering upon the cross. Next slide, please.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 713, they would have understood in some degree the nature of his overpowering anguish. They would have been able to recall his words that foretold his sufferings, his death, and his resurrection. Amid the gloom of the most trying hour, some rays of hope would have lighted up the darkness to sustain their faith. The Desire of Ages, page 713, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to hear everyone reading, dear ones. Let's learn yet another scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 112, verses 4, also with margin, taken from the same section of the Desire of All Ages, but this is in volume 2 of the Memory Verse CD. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are now in page 714. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
This is Isaiah, page 714. As soon as it was day, the Sanhedrin again assembled, and again Jesus was brought into the council room. He had declared himself the Son of God, and they had construed his words into a charge against him. But they could not condemn him on this, for many of them had not been present at the night session, and they had not heard his words. Next slide, please.
Continuing, and they knew that the
Roman
would find in them nothing worthy of death, but if from his own lips they could all hear those words
repeated
there Object.
Might
be gained.
His
claim to the
Messiahship.
They might
construe
into a
seditious
political claim.
The desire of ages. Page 714.
Paragraph one. To the next slide, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, come. Art thou the Christ?
Art thou the Christ?
They said. Tell us.
But Christ remained silent.
They continued to ply. Him with questions. At last. In tone. Of mournful. Pathos.
He answered.
If I tell you.
You will not believe.
And if I also ask you.
He will not answer me.
Nor let me go. But that.
They might.
Be left. Without excuse.
Without excuse. Excuse.
He added.
The solemn warning.
Hereafter.
Shall the Son of Man.
Sit on the right hand. Of the power.
Of God.
The Desire of Ages.
Page 714.
Paragraph 2. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. Taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, King James. This is taken from Behold, He Cometh, Songs of the Redeemed, Memory Verse CD.
Behold,
Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. So, dear ones, we are going to reserve our sixth question for our review section. For next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing part 9 of our lesson entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas. Please have your question or anything you would like to be able to ask during these 9 part of our lesson. You may be able to either send it beforehand for research or you could hold it until we meet again next week by God's grace. If any one of the dear brethren, mommies or daddies, our guests, or little ones would like to close the family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Let us please bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we thank you, Father Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for these studies of the little ones. We thank you for their participation and also the participation of their parents. Thank you for the beautiful reading of the children and how they're reading so beautifully. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless us as we continue to the rest of this day and help us that we may recover and get all the blessing that you have in store for us. Be with the speaker for the next section. Bless and keep him. Be with all of us here. Be with the sick among us, Father. Bring relief. Thank you for all things. And most of all, thank you for your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be December the 31st, 2022. We will continue with part 2 review of our chapter 75, Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, part 9, of our lesson 372. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, leaving the scripture and also a quote from our youth study book, 1 Corinthians 12:10, King James. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then I am strong. And taken from Christ's object lesson, page 363, paragraph 4, we are to take up the burdens that God appoints, bearing them for his sake, and ever going to him for rest. Whatsoever our work, God is honored by wholehearted, cheerful service. He is pleased when we take up our duties. with gratitude, rejoicing that we are accounted worthy to be co-laborers with him. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.